ABC Radio Australia.
French Polynesia made international headlines recently after 5 tons of cocaine were seized by the French Navy from a visiting ship, the MV Raider. The haul, worth an estimated $213 million, was intercepted en route to Australia. But since then, the ship and its crew have been released and the drugs have been destroyed, actions which have raised a number of questions. So for some explanations, perhaps we can turn now to the president of French Polynesia, Moatai Brotherson. Mr. President, good morning. Thank you for joining us on Pacific Beat.
Hey, good morning, Your Honour.
So can you offer us an explanation, first of all, in terms of the crew that were arrested on board this ship where these drugs were found? Why is it they apparently will not see a courtroom?
Well, they will probably eventually see a courtroom either in the country of destination or in the country where they are from. But, you know, we have already a few crews from former ships that were transporting drugs that are now, I would say, crowding our prisons. So it's not our, I would say, vocation to accommodate all these drug smugglers. So we leave it to the country of origin or the country of destination.
So does that therefore mean that part of the responsibility you believe lies with Australia?
Well, it's not a question of responsibility. It's a question of prosecution. Who wants to prosecute those people? I mean, and it's my understanding that they were not arrested in our waters, but at the border of our EEZ. Therefore, it's an international matter.
Do you not, though, have some concern that, regardless of the explanation you've given, that what French Polynesia has done is send out something of a signal to would-be drug smugglers that they can get away with things, potentially?
Well, they're not getting away with much because, you know, when we have 5 tons of cocaine and we have another boat that was seized, I think it was yesterday, and when you throw all the merchandise, you know, in the ocean, it's a big loss for these drug dealers.
But presumably, wherever those drugs were sourced from, there will be more that they can go back and get because currently they're still free.
They won't be free for long because, you know, they eventually have to go back to land and they will be prosecuted where they land.
So in those terms, therefore, what have the authorities in French Polynesia done in terms of linking up with other, I presume, police forces and governments around the world to ensure yes. that doesn't happen, that these individuals don't?
Of course, there is an ongoing international cooperation between all the police forces, all the customs throughout the Pacific. These guys were pointed to us by the U.S., and we, of course, have sent all the reports on the seizing that was done on the ship, the nature of the drugs, all the information that was collected from the crew has been passed on to all these police forces and customs around the Pacific.
So as president of French Polynesia, how concerned are you that this problem that you've had to deal with is happening too often? You mentioned earlier, I think, that there'd been another seizure within the last 24 hours.
Yeah, it probably even bigger than the previous one. So, you know, we are, I would say, our EEZ is 5 million square kilometers. So the probability of ships either crossing or going, you know, close to our EEZ on their way from from America to Australia or New Zealand is quite high. So, of course, we are concerned. We are not the primary target, the primary market of these ships. But still, I mean, we have seen instances where, you know, besides the primary target, part of the shipping was dropped off on our shores. So this is a main concern to us. We have declared war to drugs in our country. So we are very concerned about all these trafficking routes.
Do you feel that French Polynesia is particularly vulnerable because of your location, the size of your EEZ, and the fact that you have a small economy? Do you feel you need assistance from bigger countries to deal with this?
Well, as you may know, French Polynesia is not an independent country. We are a French collectivity, French overseas collectivity, and all the matters of army, police, and justice are in the hand of the French state. The monitoring and surveillance of our EEZ is done by the French army. And they are cooperating with all the neighboring countries. If your question is, do they have sufficient means? Of course, my answer will be no. But are they doing what they can? They are doing their best.
And in the Pacific, generally, do you feel that there is a broader problem that needs to be addressed here? I mean, there have been other sizable drug busts, notably in Fiji, for example.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
how vulnerable is the region, do you think?
Oh, this is definitely, I would say, a regional issue, and it was debated, I think, for the first time at the Pacific Forum in Solomon Islands. And we, you know, all the leaders, and I was there, all the leaders that were present confirmed that you know these drug issues are starting to cripple our societies and our economies, because when you have workers that are under drugs or are being addicted, the productivity is falling apart, and when you have drug addicts stealing from family members, becoming, I would say, delinquents, if not criminals, that's a societal problem. So that's a common issue that we share in the Pacific. Of course, the bigger markets are New Zealand and Australia, but Fiji has also become quite concerned. They have there are ways of consuming those drugs that are, I would say, worse than that what we have here in French Polynesia. Here, people basically smoke this poison, but in Fiji they are using syringes and blood transfers, and so correlated to the drug use, you also have health concerns, because they have seen an increase in HIV, in other blood transmissible diseases.
And just to return to our starting point and the seizure of the drugs that were on board the MV Raider, which began this whole discussion here on the program this morning. I mean, you say that the crew that were responsible for smuggling these drugs will be brought to justice eventually, but do you know where they are now? Are they being tracked? And if so, by who?
Oh, they are being actively tracked by all the police forces, the armed forces throughout the Pacific. So, there is a... how would you say that there is a handover, depending on the area where you are, of which force is going to track you, but they are definitely being tracked.
Mr. President, thank you very much indeed for joining us on Pacific Beat this morning and
filling
us in on all the details. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
President of French Polynesia, Muatai Brotherson, joining us on the line there from Papeete. You're listening to Pacific Beat here on ABC Radio Australia.